Sterling Brown of the Houston Rockets isn't only a star basketball player, he is a star scientist, or near that. We're about to make, I'll let you, Sterling, make this great announcement about your YouTube show that folks can simply go to YouTube and watch. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I'm a scientist. It's a lot of work that goes into that. But how cool is this? And it's the new series that we have coming out, and it's going to really explore the STEM and STEAM world. You know, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and just showing kids how cool it is to, you know, be in those fields. There's nothing wrong with being in those fields, and, you know, it's not the only way to achieve success through basketball and, you know, music. You can be an engineer and build the tallest of the tallest skyscrapers, or you can, you know, be somebody's accountant or, you know, deal with numbers and money all day, you know, on the mathematics side. So it's just bringing a different light to this field with STEM and STEAM and showing kids, like I say, the name of the show, how cool it is.
Well, it is very, very cool. So do you think kids are getting the wrong message, young kids in school, that the only way to be cool is to be on eventually the MTV Awards show that was just on, go into music, or become a star basketball or football player, a pro athlete, that being an accountant or being a successful lawyer, maybe that lawyer isn't a good example, but being successful at anything, frankly, including a doctor, a veterinarian.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not considered cool. Are they getting the wrong message?
No, they definitely are. You know, those things, you know, basketball, musicians, like in the rap industry, hip hop, R&B, those are great things and great successes, but it's not in everybody's cards. You know, it's not made or built for everybody. Only the few get selected in those areas, and the other ones, they got to have that confidence in themselves and their skills and abilities, their smarts, to go achieve success in another field. And, you know, that could be, like I said, it could be in accounting or, you know, finance somewhere. You know, I know a lot of guys that are in my field that are smart with numbers that could be, you know, accountant or, you know, the CEO of a corporation or something. And it's just not, you know, for everybody to go that sports and entertainment route. So, you know, they have to understand that it's more than one way to achieve success. It's more than one way to help your family. It's more than one way to, you know, make a living and, you know, be comfortable with that. And, you know, this is just another way to do it. And, you know, that's pretty much the biggest message that we have, just showing people how cool it can be to, you know, be an astronaut. You know, it's different ways to do it.
Well, in fact, your first show, and I want to talk about this in a moment, you visited an astronaut, quite literally, and you yourself experienced weightlessness. I want to get to that in a moment. Is your message primarily geared to African-American kids, maybe Latino or Latina kids, or is it to everybody?
I mean, I would say people who see the show and the ones that, you know, look like me, they will have a different impact on the message, but it's to the masses, it's to everybody. And, you know, I speak for where I come from, and I speak for the people who come from where I come from, but, you know, those aren't going to be the only ones watching the show. It's going to be to everybody. And, you know, whoever receives the message and is able to apply it, then, you know, that's who is going to, you know, benefit from it. We're not leaving anybody out. We're not excluding anybody, but, you know, we're definitely talking to those, obviously, who look like myself and, you know, are from where I'm from.
Well, so I was at a conference just last week, actually, and I was talking to a friend of mine, hadn't seen him in a while, an African-American friend, as it happens. And he was just telling me about riding through wherever he was driving. The city isn't really important. And he saw that blue flashing light in back of him. And he gave me his perspective on it, which is totally different, I think, than mine. When people like me on the radio talk about this, is it Is it not exaggerated? Is it really true that there's an absolute difference as to what you look like, people that look like you compared to people, I'm a white guy, so the people that look like me, and also is science, knowledge, math a way out, if you will?
To answer your first question, I mean, there's definitely a difference in how we're perceived in the world, in America. I mean, if that, you know, answers your question to any other degree, then, you know, we can take it for how it is. But, I mean, we can see it on the news with, you know, with cop killings and how, you know, African-Americans or blacks are affected in different fields with redlining coming to real estate or however you want to look at it. I mean, it's a clear understanding, you know, especially with past history that, you know, blacks and whites are definitely looked at and perceived and treated different over here. So, you know, I'll let your viewers answer that question and go do some research. But as far as STEM and, you know, science, math and, you know, technology, it's definitely a way out. It's definitely a way out because it gives us more options. You know, we not just stuck to the two options that I spoke about previously, basketball and, you know, music and entertainment. You know, we smart. And people know we smart. We know we smart. We just got to have that belief in ourselves to go pursue it and do something with it. I mean, you know, a lot of black people have made inventions and created things that are very, very hands-on in our society right now. And, you know, that's not highlighted. That's not, you know, shown to the masses. It's not shown to us. And that's why it's not a lot of people pursuing that or talking about, you know, doing something in those areas, in those fields. I mean, technology is at the hands of everyone with what we're dealing with now as far as computers and, you know, cell phones and, you know, the new crypto blockchains. Like, we can do pretty much whatever we want. We just got to be exposed to it. And we got to, you know, in our and my world, is, you know, if it's cool or not, like if somebody like it, if it's, you know, popular or whatever, that's what people are drawn to. So that's the goal with this show, to, you know, show the popularity and bring some light and some eyes to these different, you know, areas in STEM and, you know, see where we go from there.
Okay, how cool is this? That's the name of the YouTube shows, and it focuses on STEM and STEAM. We're going to learn what that's about in a moment. You couldn't be a basketball player, what would you be?
Man, that's a tough one for me. I get asked that question all the time. And, you know, honestly, I don't know what I would be, but I know I would be, you know, I would be running my own business into some type of capacity. I mean, I got a love for math and numbers, and I got a love for real estate. So, you know, I would definitely be doing something productive and, you know, aiding the world and my community. I mean, I own, you know, four businesses currently now aside from basketball. So I feel like I will be doing something in that vein. I'm a worker. I'm a hustler. I'm a grinder. So I feel like whatever it is that I'm going to do, I'm going to be successful in it. So I would definitely say it would be somewhere in the entrepreneurial world.
Not an astronaut, huh? So the first show of you met an astronaut and you felt what weightlessness was like. What is it like?
Yeah. It's different, man. It's different. It's interesting just to see how all of that comes into play with them completing the mission. I mean, that's the, you know, tough part to wrap my head around. I don't know if I can do that, you know, day in and day out, you know, with working and, you know, being around other people. And, you know, even if something pops up and they got to, you know, take care of an emergency or something real quick, trying to maneuver, you know, while you don't have control. I like being in control. I like, you know, having something solid under my feet. So it's different, but it's interesting, and I'm not knocking it. You know, some people like it. Some people, you know, would definitely like it if they were to experience it. So it was definitely a good time and great experience for myself.
I sense you're more comfortable with your feet on the basketball player on the basketball floor rather than up in the air. We only have a minute left here. What is STEM and STEAM for those who don't know?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And just to add to that, theme is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And it's just those categories that make up, you know, another world that a lot of people are not interested in or are not introduced to. But it's a world that we live in and we exist with every day. You know, we can't get around engineering with how we look at every building. We can't get around math and numbers because we deal with money every day. So it's a world that needs a little bit more exposure. And, you know, it's definitely interesting once we get in it. So that's our biggest thing to push, just showing how cool it is.
How cool is this? That's the name of the YouTube show. Simply go to YouTube, type in how cool is this, or your name, Sterling Brown, and you'll find the programs. The first one has already, as they say, dropped. Sterling Brown, what a pleasure it is to talk to you. Best of luck with the show.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.